This painting is called Cave Spring, and it was done in 1963 by Thomas Hart Benton. It is 1 foot tall by 1.5 feet wide, and it is positioned at about eye level on the wall. The painting is surrounded by a frame that is flat towards the edges and raises up as it gets closer to the piece of art. The frame is about 3 inches wide and has a uniform flower pattern around the entire piece. The color is a tarnished gold with specks of brown and red. The specks of brown are more neutral tones, with the reds dominating the speckles. The color of the frame is in contrast to the mainly blue/green painting. It allows for the painting to pop out more than if it was just on the neutral colored wall.
Overall, the painting is of a man laying on a grassy slope in a remote natural landscape. It looks like a very tranquil environment, and it is made up of similar shades of blue and green from the grass, leaves, water, and sky. The blues range from lighter blues in the sky to darker, more greenish blues in the water. The foreground is of a small grassy hill with the man near the center. The man is placed in the middle of the piece, and your eye is somewhat drawn to him immediately. He looks to be laying on a red jacket or backpack with his legs crossed and arms resting on his stomach. The man has a stone gray shirt with blue jeans on and brown shoes. The man is white but looks tan in the painting. Right below his feet, there is a boat perched on the edge of a body of water, probably where he left it before wandering up the hill. The boat is a small canoe and is a stone gray color.
In the right foreground, there looks to be a beach with three rocks and a stump on the top of the hill. The sand here is whitewashed. To the left of the sandy area, there is a bush and another stump. This stump is almost back brown and is directly in the middle of the man laying down. To the left in the foreground, there is a medium-sized bush on the complete left of the painting. The bush then flows into the valley of the hill. Below the man to the left, there are two stones, and next to him and next to the left of the stones, there's a brown dirt area that flows to the side of the piece. The brown is a lighter dirt brown. The sun is shining through the clouds, and this makes areas in the grass a lighter shade in the center where the rays are directly hitting the grass, and deeper around the edges where it's shaded by the clouds.
The background starts with a river that flows in the distance from the middle right side of the painting and curves to the left in the mid-foreground. Right above the river on the horizon, there are faded green bushes and trees. Above the bushes in the background, there appears to be some mountains in the far distance, and above the mountains is a calm blue sky that has some scattered gray clouds. The clouds are wispy across the background. Moving towards the left side of the painting, a pointy gray rock formation stands beside the river. The rock has a horizontal texture and comes to a point at the top. Surrounding the left side of the river and the whole rock except for the front, the bushes from the background transform into smaller trees and multiply into more bushes. In the bank where the river is flowing, right before it curves left, there are small patches of sand. Eventually, after the river curves, it flows into a cave at the bottom portion of the rock and disappears into the distance. To the front right of the cave, there is a tree sticking out of a tiny patch of sand on a crop of land. Even though it has a skinny trunk, the tree is very dominant in the picture because of its central location. It has a bushel of leaves at the top that weigh down the tree and cause it to lean to its right. The top bushel of the tree has a very abstract, natural look to it and is comprised of darker shades of green. The space between the cave and the tree is completely covered with different bushes and smaller trees. On the right side of the river, there are three levels of trees that can be seen as you move back in the distance. The first level is a more olive green, the middle is a more brighter forest green, and the back level is more of a dark green.